Today, we'll be Ezra Hashem learn Dav Zayin of Masechta Sukkah. Some of the topics we will learn about include the following: how and where the one tefach third wall needs to be placed in the sukkah, the status of the one tefach wall regarding Shabbos to create a Rishus HaYachad, a private domain, details about the ratio of sunlight to shade in the sukkah, the sources for the opinions of several Tanaim who hold that a sukkah must be a Diris Kiva, a permanent dwelling. Some Akitim of the concepts we learned about include Rosh Tur, the head of a diagonal line, furrows in a field were made successively shorter so that the ends at each corner of the field form the diagonal line, Tefach Seichik, an extended Tefach. A regular Tefach is measured as four fingers pressed tightly together. The Tefach Seichik is measured with four fingers relaxed so that it is somewhat larger than a regular Tefach. Tzuras HaPesach, the outline of a doorway. Two upright poles with a third horizontal pole placed across the top of them. Migui, since. A logical method of learning one thing from another. Since a certain law applies in one case, it should apply in another as well. Aymin Meruba Laparts. The combined walled portions are greater than the combined gaps. A wall that has breaches may still be a valid wall to permit carrying on Shabbos if the area with breaches is less than the area without breaches. Parts Meruba La'aymit is the reverse, where the combined gaps are more than the combined wall.